The site of next week's Democratic National Convention on Chicago's West Side is located in an African-American neighborhood that had deteriorated over several decades, but its residents organized to bring new housing and new amenities to the blighted area. They also gave it a new name, West Haven. NPR's Cheryl Duvall toured the neighborhood with a community activist and filed this report.
The high-domed United Center Arena, Democratic Convention headquarters, stands out amid its surroundings as a shiny symbol of well-to-do leisure. Two blocks away along West Adams Street, Ernest Gates happens upon a vacant brick Victorian townhouse, which he regards as a symbol of hope.
Oh, they're tuck pointing and going to work on this one. This building has been on the market for the last 3 years. Apparently someone has bought it and they're beginning to sandblast and start to work on it. It's good.
This rehab project sits next door to a row of mixed-income apartments built by the Near West Side Community Development Corporation. 43-year-old Ernest Gates is president of the group, which has helped generate $20 million in neighborhood improvements since 1993. The owner of a trucking company that employs 35 people, Gates couches his optimism in language as modest as his plain blue polo shirt.
We've pretty much tried to plan a safe, strong, viable community, and we're kind of well on our way.
His belief is based in events nearly 10 years ago, when Westsiders successfully resisted a Chicago Bears proposal that would have displaced many residents to build a new football stadium.
I think that during the Bears struggle, this community wasn't respected. When they saw that the community had a willingness to fight for its beliefs and take a stand that it felt was right and in its best interest, I think the perception began to change. It wasn't a community that was just going to lay down.
Instead, this community, in which the average family income hovers around $13,000 a year, developed its own vision of what it wanted. When the builders of the United Center unveiled their plans 3 years ago, the Near West Side organization won guarantees of replacement housing in the area for elderly residents forced to relocate. And Gates is particularly proud of the cul-de-sacs and flower-planted traffic circles that helped to control traffic after the circuses, ice shows, and Chicago Bulls games at the United Center. He says the residents' insistence on features like this influenced their choice of a new name for the area.
Actually, it was a police officer who was a mother who was saying, you know, I want a place that's safe for my children.
At her suggestion, neighbors considered calling their 16 square blocks Safe Haven. Gates, who grew up on the West Side, says they wanted to renew the image of a part of the city largely destroyed and abandoned after riots following the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
And when you say West Side, well, a lot of folks say, I don't want to live on the West Side. You know, if you say West Haven, that's a little different.
Also different from 10 years ago are a spacious new boys and girls club and a park with a ground-level fountain the kids can ride their bikes through, and swings and slides and basketball courts. There are plans for the demolition of the Henry Horner Public Housing Development, best known outside Chicago as the setting of Alex Kotlowitz's sobering book, There Are No Children Here. Those buildings are to be replaced, and their inhabitants resettled within West Haven through a combination of the same factors that made possible the other changes, including government and philanthropic money and community will. Ernest Gates believes it's a formula that can work in other cities.
This isn't magic. It was just a coordinated effort, and you had people that cared. A lot of what you see took place long before there was a convention, or even before Chicago knew there would be a convention. So we understood that we didn't lose this community overnight. We lost it, you know, a building at a time, then a lot at a time, and a block at a time, and that's how we're going to regain it.
People outside West Haven are beginning to recognize its advantages: space to build, housing stock to restore, an enviable location close to major hospitals, expressways, and downtown. But the most attractive feature of West Haven may be the people who have lived there all along and who believed in themselves enough to refashion their neighborhood. In Chicago, I'm Cheryl Duvall reporting.